This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last week, leaks suggested the U.S. had monitored the German leader's mobile phone. Today, additional leaks coming from former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden claim that during a single month, the U.S. monitored 60 million phone calls in Spain. That report is in the Spanish newspaper El Mundo. As for the German piece of this, President Obama has reportedly apologized to Chancellor Angela Merkel, saying he didn't know her phone was monitored. However, New York Congressman Peter King is among some Republicans, saying NSA monitoring saves lives and that there's nothing to be ashamed about here. King told NBC's Meet the Press, quote, "I think the president should stop apologizing and stop being defensive. But at the same time, the spy scandal plus Washington's extreme politics may be hurting America's image, something with political, social, and economic consequences." Martin Sorrell is CEO of WPP, a vast multinational advertising, PR, and consumer data company. He joins us from London. Sir Martin, good morning.
Good morning.
Brand America, the brand of the United States of America, you think is taking a hit globally. Why?
The answer to your question, Dave, is there are sort of three sets of happenings. The first, NSA Snowden revelations. The second being the congressional debate, if one can call it that, over the fiscal cliff and the U.S. deficit. And finally, these new revelations about bugging and intelligence, I think, have created concern. And that doesn't help brand America.
Now, the U.S. isn't really a company. It's a superpower.
But it is a brand. I mean, to see the president unable to go to APEC because he has to stay in Washington.
The big Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. Yeah, he couldn't go.
That's right. And that left the field open to President Putin. So there are some positives that Russia has capitalized on, and I think that's a great pity for America and for America's influence.
Now, when a corporation finds its brand tarnished, it may lose customers and it wouldn't make as much money. Do you think actually it will have an economic impact on the United States, or is it more kind of a geopolitical issue?
You know, increasingly the world is becoming a G2 world, an American, China, G2 dominated world. And I think it's important for America's reputation and brand to be strong. I mean, most of the Americans that I talk to are embarrassed by what's been happening, particularly in Congress. From an economic point of view, it does weaken America because of the uncertainty. And uncertain people don't invest. They don't add to a recovery, an economic recovery by creating jobs. They don't take risk on. And then this whole area of bugging, not just in a political sense, but a consumer sense. I mean, consumers, it has already been an area of concern. And this level of concern in legal departments inside companies has now been heightened by what's been happening on the political front.
Now, when a brand needs work, you call an advertising or PR company like your crew at WPP. In fact, any suggestions for maybe putting Humpty Dumpty, our broken brand, back together again?
Well, it's not a broken brand. That's being as excessive as some of the political arguments we hear. So it's not broken. It has great characteristics. Stress the positives. Stress its entrepreneurial culture, its resources, its immigrant population, which is a source of great diversity, and then obviously deal with these situations. I mean, not have another congressional shutdown, but more agreement about the way forward and a long-term agreement. And of course, deal with this security issue, because if I had to ring up the head of a competitor and say, we haven't been bugging your phone, that's a pretty difficult position.
It's a bad moment in your day. Martin Sorrell is CEO of WPP Group, which is all sorts of things, including Ogilvy, Young & Rubicam, Burson Marsteller, and Hill & Knowlton. Sir Martin, thank you.
Thank you, David.